with our inside look at baseball. A's coming up. A's baseball here on a beautiful day in Arizona. Joined by Andy Bergley, who covers the Giants for the Bay Area News Group. Andy, as we like to do in the first weekend, sort of take a look at some of the teams down here in the Cactus League. You've been down here with the Giants for a couple of weeks. So get some of your impressions of the Giants. And I guess we'll start with the starting pitching because everybody's talking about their pitching.
Yeah, Marty, you know, it's kind of funny when you watch the first time the balls are popping into the mitts and you see some live batting practice and, you know, the Giants are not doing a lot of hitting against their own pitching and you think, well, that's a positive because this team's going to have to win with their pitching and everybody looks really good to this point. But on the other side of the coin, obviously, you know, the hitters aren't the most, don't look like they're going to be the best lineup in the league. This is the team that hit the fewest home runs by any major league team in a non-strike year since the 93 expansion Florida Marlins, and you know they're projecting most of their improvements to come from within with guys like Fred Lewis and a full year of Pablo Sandoval, but this team's going to really have to pitch lights out to win, and so far they look like they have a rotation that could be up to the task.
We're a couple of years past the Barry Bonds era, and there's always that shadow that he has over this ball club. Is it gone?
I think that it's dissipating a little bit. Last year, it certainly was not gone. You know, you have a fan base that's used to cheering his home runs, and they didn't have any home runs to cheer, period. And I think that it's going to take time for this organization now with Bill Newcomb as the managing partner, you know, to really get a new direction and to build the farm system. You know, certainly whenever you're entering a year where your manager and your general manager are in the final year of their contract with really no vote of confidence, then it's hard to say that you're really moving towards something. But, you know, Brian Sabian, to his credit, is building not for the present. He's building for the future. They've sprinkled in a few free agents where they realize they may not have the personnel to cover themselves, the Henson, Edgar Renteria, people like that, fix a couple things in the bullpen. But you look at some of these young guys coming up, and Buster Posey and Connor Gillespie, and in a little while minor leaguers are going to report. We'll see Tim Alderson, Madison Bumgarner. They have a lot more talent in their minor league system. Not every one of these guys is going to pan out, but there's certainly a lot more interest and a lot more talent in the minor leagues than there was a year or two ago.
Andy Bergley joins us. Nice to have him here as we talk about the Giants. A couple of new faces for the folks who'll be watching the Giants this year, following them on MLB Radio as they hear our show during the year. Someone like a Sandoval, who's a first to third baseman, Pablo Sandoval, and you get Ishikawa at first. Renteria, who's here, I'll get your opinion on. He seems to do better in the National League than the American League, but let's take a look at the infield.
Well, the infield's very unsettled. I mean, as of now, they don't know who their first baseman, second baseman, or third baseman's going to be. They think Pablo Sandoval can hack it at third. If he can, certainly his bat is going to make him an everyday player somewhere on the infield. Travis Ishikawa, I think, is going to get first shot at playing first base every day. He's got a leg up over John Bowker because, A, he's out of options, so he's got to be on the club, and B, he's a little better defensively. But if Travis struggles, I think you're going to see Bowker up here pretty quick. You know, at third base, Sandoval, this is a guy who's got 140 big league at bats. He was really, I don't want to say he was lightly heralded, but he wasn't considered a top prospect until last year when he just came on like gangbusters. And, you know, you hate to really put so much pressure on the guy to repeat and do what they think he's going to do, but he was so dynamic all last year, even against the best of major league pitching, guys like Jake Peavy. It's so rare for a guy like that to come out of nowhere. The only guy I can think of in recent times is Albert Pujols, who was, you know, fairly lightly regarded and came out from A-ball 1 year and became basically an anchor of that Cardinals lineup within a one-year span. You know, can he pull off what Albert Pujols did? Can he be that kind of hitter? I don't know. It's a lot to expect of a guy like Sandoval, but, boy, he's up there and he's hacking. He's got no fear. He's a lot of fun to watch.
Yeah, he reminds me of Smokey Burgess when I grew up, about 5'6", 200 pounds, and, boy, Smokey could just hit the ball. That's what he could do. All right, let's maybe some surprises so far, and I know it's early in the camp, people just trying to get in shape, but maybe you'll touch on the outfield a little bit, but surprises in the camp, maybe some of the keys to this ball club?
Well, I think the biggest key is health. I think you can say that with almost any team, but you know this is not a team that can afford to have a couple of key guys go down. They do have some good depth in some areas. I think they've got a lot of more depth in the starting rotation. Not only how they go five deep, but some of the guys they may have beyond those five, as compared to a team like the Dodgers or other teams in the division. You know, there's going to be a lot of 1-2 run games in this division this year, and so Bobby Howry and Jeremy Affeldt are going to really have to pitch well and build that bridge to Brian Wilson, who, you know, frankly, can't afford to blow a lot of saves. This is going to be a team that doesn't have a huge margin for error, and I think that, you know, it may be something that is the key for most teams, but they're going to have to stay healthy.
Nice to have him on the show with us this morning. Gives us a little insight into some Bay Area baseball. Bernie Pleskoff is coming up next, our Major League scout, formerly with the Astros and the Mariners. And Bernie has seen a lot of the Diamondbacks, so we'll get his impressions on the strikeout kings of the Arizona Diamondbacks. We'll do that and a lot more right here and right off the bat, live from Tucson Electric Park on a nice windy, sunny day down here in Arizona right after this.